Fans, it's great to have you back with us as we get ready for Giants baseball. What a pleasure to bring Brad Mangin in. Brad is one of the leading photographers, really, sports photographers here in the Bay Area and nationally known as well. And Brad has got a new book out with Brian Murphy, with Buster Posey. It's called 28, a photographic tribute to Buster Posey. But let me tell you something about Brad, because whenever I read his resume, it just amazes me. He shot 10 Sports Illustrated covers, and he's photographed 20 World Series, and he donated his archive of over 120,000 baseball photographs to the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. He and Brian collaborated on books of the 2010, 12, and 14 World Series, as well as Instagram photos that Brad done in the past. But he is one of the top photographers in this country. The book is 28, a photographic tribute to Buster Posey. Brad Mangin, welcome to the show. We love having you.
Well, thanks, Marty. It's fun to be talking to you again.
Yeah, boy, the books that you and Brian have done celebrating the World Series championships have always been just the best. They come out at the right time. And here is Buster Posey, number 28, a photographic tribute to Buster Posey. Tell me about the book, how it came about, and then we'll talk about the contents, which is the pictures are just fabulous. So go ahead.
Well, thanks. Well, I mean, it's like a lot of us, you could see the day coming that Buster was going to hang it up, especially after all the injuries and him sitting out the COVID year of 2020. But then, you know, he put together the amazing season last year. And then on November 3rd of last year, after the season ended, we all heard late in the afternoon that he was going to retire and call the press conference the next day. And I was surprised, but then not. You know, there was the initial shock, and I went to the press conference the next day, and because I had to see it for myself, and then I waited around and talked to Buster after and congratulated him and shook his hand. And that day, I pretty much talked to Murph and talked to my publisher, Chris Gruner, up in Petaluma, Cameron and Company, and we all agreed that, you know, Buster is that special transcendent athlete, ball player, giant that deserves a book, and that we would do a book, but to make it extra special, we had to get Buster on board. And I put together a plan that, you know, we know Buster's very private, low-key guy, very smart guy, and him and Kristen, his wife, had been heavily involved in starting this wonderful charity, BP28, to help fight pediatric cancer. And that we thought it'd be great to partner up with Buster at BP28 to have a portion of the proceeds go to the charity, and that maybe we could get Buster involved. And Shane and Dawn from the Giants, who I've known, God, since 1995 when she worked for the San Jose Lasers, women's pro basketball team in San Jose. She works with Buster on the charity, and she was instrumental in helping us get together. And, you know, surprisingly, Buster, who does nothing and is so low-key, agreed that he wanted to do it. He agreed that me and Murph were the ones that he could trust. I'd had a relationship with his mom going back to his rookie year. I had met her, and I would email her pictures of her son hitting home runs and stuff. And he trusted me, and he trusted us that if anyone was going to tell his story, I was the only photographer on this planet that had all the pictures of him doing everything in every World Series. And we worked real hard all winter so we could get it out. The book came out at the end of August, because September, the month we're in right now, is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. And it was important for us to get it out for this month.
Boy, what a story. It's a great story, and the photographs are just first class. They're just amazing, beautiful shots. How many pictures did you have to go through to make the choices, and how many are in the book, if you ever counted them?
There's around 150 or so. I mean, I'm super organized. If you go to my website, manginphotography.com, I'm like pretty much the most organized baseball photographer in the country, or sports photographer with an archive. I have 132,000 pictures going back to 1987 that you can, I mean, you can go to the archive and type in Marty Lurie and pull up some pictures of you, you know, sitting talking to Bud Black in the dugout. You know, I'm very organized. Everything is captioned and archived because they're my pictures. I own them. They're my children. They're very important to me. And so I, Buster's that special athlete that I know all my best pictures of him going into this. And I also hate everything. I have very high standards. I have incredibly high standards. And so I already knew the best pictures. So it wasn't very difficult deciding on what would go into the book. And also what was cool was because I'd done all these great iPhone Instagrams going back to 2012, these wonderful little square vignettes of Buster and the Giants in the ballpark. We mixed those into the book, which are beautiful design elements that our creative director, Ian Morris, used. The book is not just pictures of a guy swinging a bat. It is, because I work for Sports Illustrated for so many years, I work with the best picture editors in the country. I learn how to move around, shoot from different angles, high, low, inside, outside, all over the place. Every picture is different. It's from every World Series. I did a trip to Wrigley Field in 2015. That's some great stuff with Buster at Wrigley. There's even a page of Topps baseball cards that have all my pictures on them of Buster. It's a really cool spread. It's all things Buster. And then we got Murph to work with a bunch of Buster's teammates. And then Bruce Bochy and Gabe Kapler to write these incredible essays about Buster and playing with Buster and managing Buster including Barry Zito and Matt Cain and Hunter Pence, who was honored this weekend, and on and on and on. And Crook and Kipe wrote essays. And current Giant Logan Webb. And it really comes together as this amazing time capsule that tells everything you'd even ever need to know about his career as a Giant, who, and the guy that led them to all three World Series titles.
You know what I like about it the best? First of all, Brad Mangin is with us, Mangin. And, of course, Brad's website is absolutely fabulous. You should look at it. But what I took from the book, and I didn't know what – I knew the pictures were going to be great, and I was glad that there was some text in there to give it some context. But all of a sudden I started looking at the pictures and thinking of this season without him and how different the team is without him. And how important he was to the team. And I'm not sure that we completely appreciated how important he was during the career because he was so low-key. But for me, the book brings the career to life and how much we miss him this year. And that's, to me, that was the best part that I got out of it.
Yeah, it's funny. We all tend to take things for granted when they're happening and among us. And I was telling a story last night with some friends. I go back to when I was a young photographer in the 80s shooting Joe Montana in the 49ers. And I knew he was Joe Montana, but I still didn't shoot enough pictures of him. I have some great pictures of Joe Montana from the 80s, but I want to go back and strangle that young photographer for not taking more pictures of Joe Montana. I knew Buster Posey was going to be Buster Posey because you could just tell. He was special. He was highly heralded, of course, as the number one pick out of Florida State. But he had an air about him, and you could tell. And I knew immediately when I started shooting him in September of 2009, when he was called up first, that I need to photograph this guy from every spot possible and every different type of light and every different type of uniform. And then as he, you know, leads the team to these world titles, I need to keep doing it. And that his charisma, everything he does, he's so photogenic, not just behind the plate, but with the bat, his beautiful swing, going the other way, the full turn, the clenched teeth, the bright eyes, everything he did was just fabulous. And luckily, I was an older, smarter photographer to document this well. And in the dugout, interacting with his teammates, you know, obviously, I'm not at home with his wife and family. That's private. He's a private dude, so that ain't happening. But what I was able to do at the ballpark was, you know, work my ass off to make sure I documented him, because he was incredibly special, and I knew that. And you could tell the reaction. I mean, when me and Murph do bookstore events that, like, we've already done and we have more coming up, which you could read about at busterbook.com to see more events we have, we get to interact with the fans and meet the people that come up and have their books signed. And people are, you know, it's all about the fans. It's pay the money for these expensive ticket prices and $20 beers and everything. And my God, do they miss Buster, and do they love Buster. And it's men and women and children that, you know, wear the jerseys, and the families that name their dogs after Buster. It's, it's a special thing. You know, it's, you know, they didn't name their dogs after Johnny Rapp, you know?
He was a good catcher, but not, no, they didn't name dogs after Johnny Rapp. You know, the other part of the book, and of course we support our local bookstores, and I'm so glad you and Murph are doing some signings at the bookstores. We have the Book Tree up in Montclair. I'm sure David has the book up there. But his personality comes out. See, that's what I like about the pictures. You know, we know what kind of a ball player he was, but boy, he was the expressions, and we know what a Buster hug is, but there, every page that you have a picture of him, there is emotion in every picture. I really feel that.
Yeah, and he, you know, and in the, like, there's some, you know, I got some great smiles out of this. There's a great picture in 2015 of him just outright full-on laughter in the middle of the game with talking to Matt Duffy. That is just something that you just don't see. But he, you know, he has, you know, great relationships with his teammates as this quiet leader. And but the low key factor, and what he did, and what you read about how people respected him. And I got to tell you, our friend Greg Elliott, the great groundskeeper for the Giants, who I know you know and I know really well, to give you an idea, I had a conversation with Greg the other day, and this says it all. He was telling me how Buster liked the area around home plate wet. He liked it wet, you know, and people don't know enough about what groundskeepers do to keep fields custom for their ball club. And he said, every once in a while, an umpire might complain to Greg and say, hey, got a little wet around here? And Greg would just simply say, that's how Buster likes it. And the umpire would say, oh, no problem. Or one time, Yadier Molina kind of complained, said, hey, is it a little wet around here? And Greg just said, hey, that's how Buster likes it. And Yadier said, that's cool. I get it. That's all I need to know. The respect. I mean, simple things like that, all you need to know about Buster.
Well, it comes across beautifully. 28, a photographic tribute to Buster Posey. Brad Mangin and Brian Murphy put it together, and really, really special, really special. Brad, thanks for being on the show. I appreciate it.
Thanks again, and just remember, busterbook.com for all future events. We'll be at Baseballism in San Francisco across from the ballpark this coming Friday.
Beautiful, beautiful. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks, Marty.
All right, more coming up. KMBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.